Obstacles to loving yourself. The thing you're most ashamed of. A good place to start is with whatever it is you're most ashamed of. This may take some time to uncover. We're so secretive about what makes us feel ashamed that we even try to keep it from ourselves, clinging to our pretense of self-respect while our thoughts run on about how terrible we are and how unforgivable the things we've done. Secrets cry out for inquiry. You can't be free if you're hiding. In the end, the things we're ashamed of turn out to be the greatest gifts we have to give. We respect people who honestly let us know what they have survived and how they actually did it. When we meet someone who has come through great difficulties with an open heart, we are drawn to the truth in them, and they help us find our own truth. I would like to show you that it's safe to see exactly what it is that you survived and to end your own denial, if only to discover the incredible gift that you have to pass on to others. I once had secrets, especially from myself, and the things I found within myself are the gifts I now share. I can go anywhere without the fear of being discovered. I can join anyone in their painful belief, because I have gone to the depths of my own painful beliefs. I have questioned them and seen them vanish like dreams. I have looked the monster straight in the eyes and seen only a child asking for my love. What else do I have of value but my own dear life? Once upon a time, I was crazed with suffering. If I can do this exercise, so can you. Exercise most ashamed. Walk through these steps slowly. Beginning this exercise can be hard. Remember that you're the only person who will see this exercise for now, and no one but you ever needs to see it. This is for you, so be as honest and as fearless as you can be. You're about to step into another level of freedom. Step 1. Write down a short, simple sentence that begins, "What I'm most ashamed of is..." Example. What I'm most ashamed of is that I deserted my children. Step 2. Write down what you think this means. Example, I deserted my children, and that means that I'm a terrible mother. That means that they'll never forgive me. That if people found out, they would be horrified and would never want to associate with me. That my children will make terrible parents and will be scarred forever. Make your own list. Step 3. Inquire into each of the meanings on your list one by one. Example, I am a terrible mother. Ask yourself, is it true? Can I absolutely know that it's true? How do I react when I believe that thought? Who would I be without the thought? Then turn it around. Once you have thoroughly inquired into this first meaning, continue through your list. They will never forgive me, is it true? And so on. Ask yourself for your own truth. Please treat each question as a deep meditation. Ask the question, then gently wait for the heart's answer to surface. Take your time. Don't think that you know the answer yet, even if you have considered this thought hundreds of times before. The answer you have believed for years may not be the one that is true for you right now. And today's answer may surprise or even shock you. Find the answer that is true for you, no matter what it is, and even if you believe that people would condemn you for it. Even if the turnaround seemed difficult, find 3 genuine ways, however modest, in which the opposite is as true as or truer than your original statement. I am not a terrible mother. Because I took care of them when they were sick, I made sure they always had food, and I remembered their birthdays. When you question your darkest secret and turn it around, you discover that everything you thought it meant isn't necessarily true. This journey allows you to discover other truths, truths that reveal your goodness. There's nothing you need to hide from yourself. It's the truth that sets you free. Another shame exercise. What I don't want you to know about me. Most of us have long mental lists of all the things we think we don't want people to know about us. What if you questioned those thoughts? Step 1. Make a list of what you think you don't want a particular person, your wife, your mother, your children, or even all of humanity, to know about you. Here's an example of one woman's list.
What I don't want you to know about me is my honest age is 45. My honest weight is 160. I've had 2 abortions. I lied when I said I cared about you. I actually married you for security. I've had 3 affairs that you don't know about. I never loved you with all my heart. I almost always fake my orgasms. I cheat on my taxes and lie about it. I don't think the trees are pretty and get anxious when everyone else says how pretty they are. I often don't like anyone and pretend that I do because I think that if I'm honest, people will see me as a terrible human being. I eat cookies when you're not looking, and I lie about it. I hide food from you. I sometimes vomit after eating large meals. I drive too fast and say that I don't break the law. I think that voting in this country is a waste of time. I think that rich people and big corporations control everything anyway, whichever party wins.
Step 2. Turn it around. Read your list again, but begin it with, what I do want you to know about me is. You don't have to tell this to the person you're thinking of, but experience it yourself. Discover if any of it is as true or truer than your original list. If possible, read your list to someone out loud, without defense or justification. Here's what the woman in our example wrote.